So we've got Sue Bort in studio with us, and they're hot off a win from the Johannesburg International Flower Show. They got a gold medal award of excellence for their stand that they put up. Sue, welcome to the show. It's so nice to speak to you again.
Yes.
Usually it was over weekends. Now we got you in the week.
Yeah, and you know, some of the listeners actually came to the stand, yeah. And they particularly wanted to come and meet up with us and see what we look like.
Yeah, you get that a lot on radio. Yeah. Hey? People always hear the voice and they're like, I need to put a face to the voice. Now, yourself and Johan Jansen van Vuren ended up designing this stand. Take us through what needs to go into, you know, what needs to go into this kind of competition, because it seems like it's quite a challenge.
Yes, it is. You know, it's basically the likes of the Chelsea Flower Show. It being the first year for the Johannesburg International Flower Show, you know, they are sort of in the baby shoes.
Yeah.
But it's a huge, huge event. And it's the biggest flower show that's ever been held on the African continent. So I can only see speck for growing in the competition. Look, the preparation for the competition starts very early. We already started the designs in end of February. We had to submit all the designs.
So, long time.
The construction drawings, 3D drawings, scale drawings.
So it's not just rock up and start gardening.
No. And then there's obviously a lot of planning going into sort of how it's going to be constructed, etc. You know, and how to get the material on the site and all of that type of thing. So, yeah, no, it's a lot of planning and it's quite a sort of a long build up to actually just getting there and starting to dig the first hole.
Now, what's the time frame between starting and you having to be finished?
Well, it depends on your stand. You can start sort of building like a month before the time, but we started off like 2.5 weeks before the time, and I must say we just finished in time.
By the skin
it was
of
like
your
nerve-wracking.
Now, in terms of your stand, it was quite big. You said it was a 10x10 stand.
Yeah, 10x10 meter, and yeah, it's pretty big, and it was sloped, so you know there was a lot of filling in to do. The soil was as hard as rock.
So it's like a full preparation. It's not just coming in and making it look pretty, eh?
Yeah, and apart from that, I think, you know, when we started off, the weather conditions was terrible. I mean, it was the hottest. It was in the middle of that heat wave.
Oh, wow. So
the
good
wind
luck
was
to trying
blowing,
to plant stuff, eh?
There was dust all over. You know, it was really sort of challenging.
So tell us about the actual design. What kind of inspiration did you draw to put it together? Was there a theme?
Yes, our theme was a steampunk theme, which I think has been sort of in the fashion industry and the indoor decor industry for quite a long time. But I don't think there's
steampunk
any gardens. Yeah, it's not something that people associate with garden.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was our main theme, and we worked with that sort of whole industrial theme, you know, bringing the shapes of the gears onto the floor plan in terms of ponds and tiling, etc. And then the contrast between the greenery and the hard landscaping and the whole sort of industrial feel. And also about sort of repurposing and upcycling sort of old stuff, but making it really into objects of beauty, not just like putting it down and saying, oh, okay, this is now, you know, been upcycled.
It's really cool. Like I've got an app called Pinterest, and we like get a lot of ideas and stuff online. It's basically like little picture boards with connected to websites, and you can kind of get DIY type of help. And I see there's a lot of a lot of movement for people repurposing items for their garden, and it looks amazing. I mean, the amount of things and the amount of creativity that you see jumping forward just for these people, not going out necessarily buying things specifically to put in the garden, but just stuff that's been lying around that, you know, it might have just been sitting gathering dust or, you know, waiting to be chucked, and these guys kind of refurbish it and reuse it, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I think once you've got that sort of idea in your mind, then you start looking at things in a different way.
Yeah.
and you actually start seeing them in places, and you know, that sort of keeps the creative ball in your mind going, and you can actually start sort of, you know, using those things and seeing that those things aren't useless and obsolete things.
Yeah. Now, going into the competition, did you guys think you had a chance to win?
We weren't sure. Look, things like this are so open. I mean, the judges are international judges.
Okay, so it could be anyone's game.
Who's been judging at international flower shows all over the world. So, you know, it was quite tricky. It also being the first flower show, there wasn't any benchmark.
I suppose you don't know what to expect, yeah.
Yeah, the other bench, the only benchmark was basically sort of, you know, the Chelsea flower shows and all the other sort of international flower shows. So that was pretty much the sort of standard that we had to sort of keep up and sort of make a statement.
Oh, it seems like you guys did. Now that you guys are award-winning designers, how do we get into contact with you for advice, or, you know, just to come and bend your ear? How do we get in contact with you?
Well, first of all, we are on the Johannesburg Flower Show until Sunday, which is at the Waterfall Market. Our garden shop website, as usual, is there. So you can get all the phone numbers from all the stores on our website. And then you can always give me a shout as well, sueb@gardenshop.co.za. I haven't been answering any emails this
been
last
busy,
week
busy.
And all. I don't think my family has seen me.
So it's a bit of time. Hopefully you get a bit of time of rest now.
Yes, but, you know, once I get back into the office on Monday, I'll look through all those emails and
I'll start wading through all the admin.
Yes, I think it's piles on my desk. I haven't even been in the office.
I can imagine. Sue, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations once again. So you said the display is still up at Waterfall until Sunday.
Until Sunday, yes. And look, I mean, there's like, I think 30 odd display gardens.
Oh, wow,
apart
so you can
from
make
that,
a day of it.
There's foods and drinks and flower displays and anything related to horticulture. And then apparently the rugby will be up on the big screen there too.
So okay.
If your wife is interested in the gardening and you're interested in the rugby,
it's
or
a place to
otherwise,
be.
You know, go there and everybody's happy.
Most definitely. I've got a message in saying, congrats, Sue. That's from Al. Al, thank you so much for messaging in. And Sue, thank you so much for coming through. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. And congratulations once again. Hopefully we'll be chatting to you again soon.
Well, I'll be in tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes, you're going to be in with Tabo.
Yeah, I'll be with Tabo.
Weekend breakfast. Yeah. Okay.
And thanks to all our listeners, and come and say hello to us on the stand.
Fantastic. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.